Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. It's been a long time since the last time that, you know, we put out an episode. I believe that was way back October of last year, 2021. And there's been a lot of things happening since then, right? But I want to just let everybody know that Y'all Good, the show is still on track. And, you know, I thank you for your support and your continued appreciation of the show in general and whatever is happening, because I actually wanted to put out like post like a month or so ago. I don't know when that was exactly, but yeah, there are still some people going through the page and like listening to the episodes, you know, which I really appreciate, man. And again, it's heartwarming, you know, and I want to thank everybody for their continued support, right? Yeah, so that's about it. That's the end of the show. Yeah, so we have more right after this break. Right, so just going back to what our topic will be for today, there's really no specific topic that I want to talk about. You know, it's just a variety of topics that I want to maybe give out my opinions on, right? And this is what the show is about, right? It's about, it's opinion-based. It's not factual in a sort of, it's the only thing. It's not that. It's, again, it's my opinion. I know people around the world and people that's listening has their own set of opinions, and that's okay. That's all well and good. Don't have anything bad to say about that. But again, please accept that what I'm going to be talking about is based on my opinion. And yeah, I believe that's what the spirit of the show is about, right? It's about not about really ranting, but more so like expressing what you want to express and your passion, and you know, kind of in between, right? So for me, I want to talk about a variety of things, starting off with the most important, I believe, most important thing that will happen in the next 20 days. I think it's 20 days, right? Yeah, it's on May 9th. I actually had to search for it. Yeah, May 9th, 2022. Monday is going to be the election day here in the Philippines. So yeah, it's very special. I mean, marami tayong nakikita ang posts, marami tayong kilala na inaabangan tong day na to, just because, you know, personally I want it all to stop, right? Not that I don't care about the election, because I do, right? And I'm gonna be expanding more on that later, but I don't know. It's just something about the election period that is really, you know, making people like not really show their true colors, because like I know a lot of people, and I know their personalities. It's just that, you know, shit hits the fan every time it's election time or election period. You know, there's, as I mentioned, opinions, right? There's a lot of people have strong feelings about one another, and they kind of like interlock, and maybe friendships will be broken, and that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing always, you know. So that I don't condemn, but again, I do feel passionate about it as well. And I know that's the main reason why these people are willing to break friendships, to go about what they want to do and say what they want to say because of it. And you know, I'm proud of it, because as a Filipino, you know, everyone has their own opinion on a thing, and they want what's best for everybody. And I think that's really it. If you're waiting to hear me say who I'm gonna be voting for, honestly speaking, I do have my own candidate already selected, and I'm pretty sure about the person that I'll be voting, but I'm not going to be mentioning their name just because of this for president, by the way. I'm not going to be mentioning their name just because, again, it's not something that I would publicly share. I mean, it's okay, right? I mean, my friends and my my close friends and family knows who I'll be voting for, and I think that's enough for me, right? I mean, if you want to know, you just message me. Maybe we can have a talk about it. But yeah, I'm not gonna be spoiling it here on the episode, because that will overshadow the fact of what I'm going to say or what I've been saying. All right, so again, this election is really breaking some of the friendships that I'm seeing, and some of them have spent a long time. And as I mentioned, it's all well and good, right? Because at the end of the day, we all want what's best for us. We want what's best for our nation, and we want what's best for our future. And that includes our children, that includes our grandchildren, and yung mga ano pa, ano sinasabi ko, mga sapo sa ankle, sure, tawag doon, sa ankle, apo sa may ankle ba? May apo sa ankle ba? O talampakan na yan? Talampakan na, di ba? So, yeah, we, at the end of the day, we want what's best for everybody, right? It's just that we have just strong opinions about one another, and that's it. But I think we should not make this election about saying something or saying negativities about anybody or a friend that you know or someone that you don't even know, because there's a lot of negativities already. We are in a state where we have a job, we take care of our family, we do a lot of things, and to have these things thrown at our face, that the negativity, it kind of becomes a big problem, because you have to think about it. Hindi mo siya pwedeng itchupwera na lang, kasi it's a huge thing, right? And you're passionate about it, so you kind of talk back and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it's great that we're passionate and that we have something to fight for, but at the end of the day, we have one thing in common, and we're fighting for one, we're fighting for one thing, right? And that's for our nation to grow. So my thing is, whoever you're thinking of voting, make sure that you're going to be sticking with that decision for the next 6 years, because that's what's going to happen, if that candidate wins, right? You have to stick up with your decision. You have to make up your mind about it and be fully decided on it. No take backs, right? No take backs, because whoever you're going to be voting for, if they win, they will be, will be in charge for the next 6 years. And that will affect everybody, you, your family, your friends, and people that you don't even know, businesses. So it will affect a lot of things. So yeah, make sure that who you're voting for is someone that you know in yourself is going to be a great leader and is going to be the wreck and help this country, this country that we love so much, right? to grow and expand and be better. Yeah, so that's all I'm gonna say about the election. I know it's not, super specific, and I don't have any, I don't have a candidate to really expose from my, again, in presidency. And you want to message me, that's fine. But yeah, I have a vice president in mind that I would want to win. I'm gonna say who he is. It's Doc Willie Yong. I think he is the best candidate in terms of vice presidency, but other than that, I will not mention who I want to vote for president. Yeah, yeah, we have to be very smart about this as well. You know, we have to be very smart. We're kind of in that generation that we're woke. Diba? Sinasabi naman ata, woke tayo, kapatid, pare. Diba? Woke chong. So, we're intellectuals. So, we should act as such. Yeah. So, again, that's about it for the election part of the episode. We'll go back to that. Hopefully, I don't know when, but yeah, May 9th. May 9th will be a very important day for a lot of Filipinos, of course. So, yeah, I'm going to move on to the NBA playoffs. Election, Philippine elections, and NBA playoffs. As it stands right now, I think we just finished April 23rd games. You know, just giving you a rundown. Milwaukee won. Phoenix defeated the Pels. And I think ATL, Atlanta, won as well, right? So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to run every, like, game down or every series down. But let's start with Phoenix Pelicans. Devin Booker is injured. And I think this is the best opportunity for the Pelicans to really take advantage of this. The problem is, Phoenix has Chris Paul. Yeah. And I think I read about this. Draymond Green mentioned that the Pelicans has the two best players. No, bro. I mean, you know, I mean, you're allowed to have your own opinion because you're Draymond Green, right? But I think you're forgetting about Chris Paul, man. Brandon Ingram has been great. CJ McCollum has been great, as well as Jonas Valanciunas. But you can never deny Chris Paul. And I think Phoenix, in the regular season, has shown up even without Paul and Devin Booker. You know, so I think they're a great team, strong candidate. And I think, though it will be harder, of course, without Devin Booker, I think they will still win over the Pelicans and advance to the semifinals. Next up, we have Dallas, Utah. Dallas has been overperforming, man. Brunson has been terrific. And I don't know what's up with Utah, man. They are still paying Rudy Gobert, even though Coach Kidd, Jason Kidd, already mentions that they're playing five out. Right, so if you don't know what five out is, it's like, so everyone on the floor are shooters. Like, you put Kleba, Brunson, right, and all these guys outside. There's no one inside the key. So ang ginagawa nila, nakaabang lahat sa tres, or may penetrate, sila palabas. So yun lang ginagawa ng Dallas, pare. And they're winning because the best defensive player of Utah is Rudy Gobert, and he can't defend outside. So I don't know what adjustment that needs to be done by Quinn Snyder, the coach of Utah, but there should be an adjustment done so that they can get back to the series because they're falling behind. So yeah, I don't know who will really win this series, but from what I'm seeing, Dallas has an opportunity to advance to semis even without Luka Doncic. I think Luka will come back in game 4, which is the next game. So I don't know. Yeah, maybe Utah will come back with one win, but Dallas is my pick for this series. Next up, Golden State Denver. Golden State leads 3-0. I think this is over, man. I think this is over. I think Denver lacking a lot of their star players, so to speak, like Jamal Murray. They don't have the it factor, you know, to go up against Golden State. These veterans with budding star player Jordan Poole, who has been amazing, right? So yeah, I think Golden State can sweep Denver 4-0 and just, you know, move along to the next stage and chill. And I really do think, you know, hindi naman sa pag-ano, thinking in advance, pero advance ako mag-isip, di ba? So, I think Golden State will has the biggest opportunity to win the championship this year. And I'm not even a Golden State Warriors fan. I just think they have the biggest opportunity to do so, right? Memphis, Minnesota. It's been a great series, man. Minnesota has glimpses of what they want to do and how they want to do it. It's just that, I don't know, man, they're lacking effort. Karl Anthony Towns in particular is not really playing his all-star level, and yeah, man, he's getting called out, and I hate to say that, but yeah, you have to play better if you're the all-star player on this team. I mean, you have Anthony Edwards, you have you know, Pat Bev is not really an all-star, but you know, he's a really good player, he's the leader of the team. Yeah, you have to play better, bro. There's no in between that. Karl Anthony Towns, you have to play better. If you're talking about you're the best big man shooter, show it, right? Paitan mo na you're better than Dirk Nowitzki, which is okay, but yeah, because this Memphis team is dangerous. They have Desmond Bain, you know, Ja Morant, of course. They're very young, yet they're very experienced already, and that's what I love about Memphis. Though I don't think they can win the championship this year, even though I think they are playing good. I just don't think they have a chance once they match up with Golden State, opinion based. But yeah, that's it. Memphis will win, I think, of course, if Cat don't do anything about it. Moving on to the East, Miami ATL. I thought it was gonna be a sweep, man. I thought it was gonna be a sweep, but Atlanta played a great game earlier. Of course, they only won by 1 point, but it's still a win, right? It's still a win. So that's gonna hurt the Miami Heat team. I just don't think that would be enough for ATL to bounce back from the 2-1 lead and the behemoth of the Miami Heat squad, because they have a lot of experienced veterans there, and yeah, I think Miami will win this series. Philly, Toronto, again, another 3-0 that we have. Philly has been great even without, you know, the greatness of James Harden. Joel Embiid has been carrying this team through whatever. Toronto has been playing good as well. It's just that they don't have the star power to match Joel Embiid. They don't, right? It's too big, too strong, too skilled. Pascal can guard him. That's it. You know, if you allow Joel Embiid to just do everything that you want, it's done. You know, 4-0 for me. But Toronto can get back maybe one win, but I think it's over when they come back to Philly for game 5, if that will be the case, right? Milwaukee, Chicago. You know what? Before tonight's game, well, before game 3, I really was hoping that Chicago would bounce back, and that's what I mentioned with the Pelicans, become, you know, better than what they've been doing before, because they won game 2 behind DeMar DeRozan, and you know, with the injury to Chris Middleton, of course you hate to see it, right? But you know that there's a chance, you know that there's opportunity, quite like with Pelicans. And they were smashed, bro. They were smashed hard by Milwaukee, and man, I don't know if they even have a chance to go back. Though, of course, you know, it is the playoffs, so you have your mentality that if you get smashed and you know get beaten to a pulp, right, in one game, you move on to the next game like it's your last. And I think Chicago will bounce back. Hopefully this becomes a 2-2 series and it leads to maybe a game 6 or 7. But with the way that Milwaukee played in game 3, I think, you know, they're moving on even without Middleton. But it's going to be hard if they go to the next round without him. Hopefully Middleton will be back in time for the semis. Boston, Brooklyn. I think this series, man, has been spectacular. And you won't know it by just seeing the series win-loss, right? So it's 2-0 with Boston leading. But if you watch a game and you go about it, it has been terrific. These two teams are evenly matched, but Boston just has more firepower off the bench. Brooklyn is being outclassed in that department. They have two of the best players in the series, but they're getting outmatched by the better team. I just hope they have a backup plan in game 3 so that they can make the series interesting. Because KD and Kyrie getting eliminated in the first round, man, that's bad for business, y'all. It's bad for business. So I just hope they win. Maybe make it like with Milwaukee, Chicago, maybe make it game 6 or game 7. Hopefully, you know, but kind of looking bleak as of right now. So I think Boston will win this and move on and face Milwaukee in the next round. So I'm not going to be spoiling who I think will go to the next round. That's when, you know, we have our next episode, maybe. You know, say hindi mo alam kung kailan ilalabas yung next episode ng show na to or whatnot. It's going to be busy. But yeah, let me know if you like the content for today and for this week. I'll be back if ever, you know. So yun lang. Overall, I think the NBA playoffs this year has been great. There's been a lot of overachieving teams and a lot of budding superstars, and that's where you make your name for yourself, right, in the playoffs. So Desmond Bane, you know, Jordan Poole, Jalen Brunson, you know, they are showing up big time, and that's when they are needed. I think playoffs is just great, man. It's great basketball, and I'm just hoping for more competitive series. But yeah, it is what it is. So that's about it for the episode, guys. I know that this episode is just kind of all over the place because I don't really have a script to follow for this episode. Don't even have like directions or like my steps to follow, you know, on the topic. So I'm just kind of blabbering on. And yeah, let me know if you like this content or not. Again, open for suggestions, open for guestings if you want. So please let me know. If you love this episode, please drop a like, follow, subscribe as well. And yeah, that's it for the show. Hope you guys have a great week ahead. You stay safe and take care. Peace out. This is Eco. That's the end of our convos.